Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole.
What's up, Butterfly?
Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
Let's do a rabbit hole. I'm so stoked we get to do another one.
Oh my gosh.
I love our rabbit holes.
I know. This is an interesting and kind of gross rabbit hole that
RFK Jr. is gross.
I know.
I mean, he looks good with no shirt on. I know.
69.
Yeah. Whatever. He's probably like 75 now. But, you know, his wife.
She's in the culture club.
Come to our Christmas party.
But you have to have cooties pokes.
You got to get your pokes.
Yeah.
And then what did RFK Jr., he was like,
you can tell who wears the pants in our family.
Yeah. But he's kind of like this. And then he's like, the CDC is basically a vaccine peddler. Yeah. And then that was good. I was going, dude, I like what he's saying. Yeah. And then, like, he takes over in his role as the Health and Human Services Director. And he goes, it's fine, the CDC guidelines.
Yeah, first he's, like, telling everybody how, like, dangerous these pokey pokes are. And, like, you know, there's been all these issues and no studies have happened over all the years and everything. And then he just, like, suddenly says, follow the CDC guidelines.
He's also said...
it's, like, doesn't make sense.
He's also said, excuse me, we should support that country from 1948 in all of their endeavors to exterminate the people in Gaza.
Yeah, so go get your pokey poke.
Go get your pokies because that helps you to go along with our narrative.
It's got mind control.
It's got mind control. So what's the gist of this episode is...
Maha.
It's Maha. It's not MAGA. It's Maha. And what is he saying? He's going, let's have a big meeting. We'll have like... It's kind of like Turning Point USA.
Yeah.
And like, what's that other one?
The convention.
CPAC.
Oh, yeah.
Now we've got Maha.
The summit. The Maha summit.
It's a summit.
Isn't that what it was called?
It's like climb a mountain.
It sounds like you're climbing the mountain.
Climb up
so
to the top like of
it's kind of like the Maha mountain.
It's the Maha horn.
Maha horn.
Yeah, the
like
Maha
that
horn
ride at Disneyland.
Yeah. So this is the thing. Whenever there's a grassroots movement,
grassroots. Now, when I think of grassroots, I think of like us.
That's us.
Like we're literally like planting grass seeds and watching each little sprout grow.
And it's all based on do you agree with our ideas? It's not like I'm giving you money or coercing you.
Yeah, it's not like somebody like fleeced us out there and gave us like 3 million followers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you get emotional blackmail. It's like, follow us, you're not in the in crowd.
Yeah.
We don't have that. So whenever somebody, whenever a culture club member comes and takes over a grassroots movement, that's always a disgusting phenomena. And I think that's what's happened in Maha.
Yeah. I don't think Maha was ever really a grassroots
movement. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
But
they call it that to appeal to like the Patriots or whatever.
Well, it's the blue, it's the cobalt blue Trump base.
Right.
Just like Elon Musk, RFK Jr. is another character in the narrative that they use to blue pill the base.
Yeah.
So you have Trump supporters going, oh my God, look at the wins. And RFK Jr. now in Maha, good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not good.
So what happened?
It reminds me of something else. Mm-hmm. So do you remember when we were doing Brave meetings?
Yeah.
So we were going to these meetings and it was a consortium of restaurants that were not going to comply with the cooties. During cooties. Because they were saying, you can't have your restaurant open.
Yeah.
So what happened is Rob McCoy.
Pastor Rob
McCoy.
Yeah.
And I've got God speak.
And my dad was in the CIA.
My dad's in the CIA, but let's not talk about that. So he comes and he goes, oh, good, grassroots movement, good, 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 but me.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what I feel like is going on with this Maha.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, Maha, they all get together and, you know.
It sounds like the Maharaji.
The Maharajis. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, Maha. So I had a Maha moment this weekend.
Okay.
So the Maha moment was big tech and big shawarma are all like showing up at the summit.
Interesting. Because
they're all a big part of that.
And RFK Jr. was excited about that.
He's excited about that because he kind of has this notion like, nah, big shawarma is good. You don't understand. It's good.
That's kind of a weird, I don't know if those people belong at the same, with the same crowd. Big shawarma and big tech with Maha. Isn't that, aren't they kind of contradictory?
They seem like they would be. There doesn't seem like Maha is a movement. A movement seems like it's an alternative to the status quo.
Yeah, Maha doesn't really seem like they would be involved with big tech and big shawarma.
It sounds like Maha stands for more of the same.
Totally. Because you said that there were a bunch of like biomedic and biotech firms there. And
biomedic and biotech. What is that?
What is that?
You know, it's like, well, we, so I've worked in biopharma. Yeah.
Did you get severanced?
No.
All right.
I didn't get severanced. I remember every day.
You know what you were doing.
I remember. Basically, what I was selling was like a subscription-based data service. So you could, it was probably Kool-Aid. It was like you can see up to the minute data about a drug. So like, let's say that you were working in prostate cancer. First of all, it's a disgusting industry because prevalence is good.
Oh.
So if a illness is really prevalent, they go, good, good, good.
Oh, sick.
They go, that's financially, like, that's opportunity. Wait,
there's something for us to make money on.
Yeah. That's like a profit opportunity.
Yeah.
So they go, good, good, good. Lots of people are getting prostate cancer because prostate cancer in this country is gnarly because we eat so much processed food.
Mm.
So when you go to fast food or you eat chips or you eat frozen food, all of that has these gnarly preservatives, probably mind control.
Yeah.
But it also has these chemicals that give men prostate cancer.
Oh, gross.
And prostate cancer is gnarly if you're a dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get like, can't sleep through the night without going to the bathroom.
Mm.
And then they, you know. So anyways, let's say that you're working on a drug for prostate cancer, but you want to know all the drugs that are already approved on the market, but you also want to know all of the drugs that are in clinical trials, what stage they're at, so you can kind of get a feel for where your drug is going to play in the market. And what I realized is that Big Shawarma does not care about health outcomes.
No.
It's a financial based industry.
Right. And actually, they want more bad health outcomes from one drug because then they can give you another drug to help with those outcomes.
Did you feel like you're going to hang yourself from a doorknob with a scarf? Well, here, you know. So when you took this prostate drug that made you really depressed, here, now you take this too.
Yeah. And when you took this antidepressant, it made you want to kill yourself. Okay, that seems sort of like it's defeating the purpose, doesn't it?
Are you depressed? Well, you're
taking an antidepressant and it makes you want to kill yourself.
From a 10,000 foot view, according to the Culture Club, that's perfect. You're depressed? Go hang yourself.
Yeah.
We'll give you some drugs that make you go do that.
It's like the one I
nip it in the bud. Let's just end this.
We saw one that was like for improving your eyesight, but it said it could cause blindness.
Might cause blindness. No. It was gnarlier too. It was so funny too because you were just like watching some video randomly and that was the commercial that came on and I was doing something else but I just heard it in the back of my mind in the back of my what am I saying?
I don't know.
I just heard it. It was like in the background. And what it was saying was side effects may include detached retina. It's like gnarly, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're trying to improve your eyes, that this seems like a bad thing.
I'm having a hard time seeing, but now my eyeball comes out.
Is that better? Is but that now. Your eyeball in yeah. your lap?
Is that your eyeball in your lap, or you just happy to see me? Well, I don't know. At least I can see you. So
we've got eye drops for that. We got super
blue. So, anyways. Big shawarma is a disgusting industry.
It is.
It's a disgusting, evil industry. Mm-hmm. But big tech is a disgusting.
It's gross, too.
So what is big tech? Big tech is like YouTube that goes, excuse me, Bilderberg was not started by Satan. Yes, we said it was.
It was started by Satan. They corrected us.
Oh, excuse me. So, and then big tech also, I'm convinced that they assign followers and likes for and sure. views.
Or they shut the door on you so you don't get any of those
things.
So you get
things. None of those things. So they're controlling all of the speech mm-hmm. very tightly. So
1984.
So they're evil. Mm-hmm. So they're going to Maha. So I'm not feeling like Maha mm-hmm. is looking out for my health. I'm
feeling like the warm and fuzzies with Maha.
Maha? No. That's right. Well, with the warm and fuzzies with Maha, it's because basically what's going on with Maha is they are Culture Club.
They are.
They are Culture Club, but it's controlled opposition. Mm-hmm. RFK Jr. was one of the people that we listed in our controlled opposition episode.
Right.
He's one of the guys who comes out and he goes, no, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
I agree with you. Those cookies are really bad.
Cookies are bad, but take them if you're gonna come to my Christmas party.
You should, yeah. If you want to come to my Christmas party, you got to have those, and you should follow the CDC guidelines.
The schedule. CDC guidelines. By the way, let's just unpack that for a second. The CDC guidelines.
Yeah.
82 shots by the time you're 18.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of shots.
Yeah.
And we have no idea what's in them.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's all like mind control and like
I stopped giving my daughter shots in 2016. That was the last time she got one.
How old was she?
11. And what made me stop doing it then is because she was like, she went in for her like dip or whatever, and then they have like hepatitis, mm-hmm. and I'm going,
it's like, where are these kids going to be getting hepatitis and or diphtheria?
And then the other one, too, she was like, so those ones were just, they gave them to her, they didn't even ask me. Yeah. But then she goes, do you want her to take the Gardasil? And I was like, what's Gardasil for? Well, it's for HPV. And I'm like, well, my daughter's 11.
She better not need that.
God, you know? So I was like, no. I don't want her to take the HPV. I don't want to take the Gardasil because I'd looked into the Gardasil. Gardasil shot causes cancer.
Yeah, and that shot is gnarly.
It's really bad.
Like people, like I know people whose kids like dropped, like fainted in the doctor's offices from taking that. Like that's a really dangerous one. It's probably almost as bad as the cooties one.
So if you follow the CDC guidelines, mm-hmm. you're giving your kid Gardasil. Well, and your kids are dropping dead. And then also, you see a lot of kids that are just not really healthy
these days. Yeah. Well, I, you know, do wonder about the whole autism thing too, because that the rate of that skyrocketed. What?
This is kind of a big epiphany.
Okay.
Do you know how the Culture Club causes a problem and offers a solution?
Right.
They made us all sick and unhealthy, and now Maha is the solution.
Totally.
So we've been made by the same people that made us sick and unhealthy. Now they're saying, by the way, we have a new sheriff in town.
We've got a pill for that.
It's a new sheriff in town. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. You know, and it's like, remember we had Rachel Levine before.
Oh my God. She was the epitome of health. She was the epitome of health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fat, dumpy dude from Pennsylvania.
Dressed in a dress.
That's the epitome of health.
Yeah.
Or remember the lady in LA?
I don't think she would have even looked healthy as a man.
No.
It was just that thing is not healthy.
No.
But remember, even worse was the one in L.A.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, she had like those dark circles under her eyes.
She looked like she crawled out of her crypt.
She looked like,
to go do a statement.
Yeah. She looked like she was dead.
And she's like, I'm the health and services director for L.A.
It's like, that's not a good representation of health.
You look like you're
whatever health advice you're given, I'm not taking.
You're the death in human services.
Yeah. Right?
So that's the thing. These people create the problem, and then they act like they're... Maha is this... The people who are drinking that Kool-Aid are under the impression there's a new sheriff in town, and we're going to get healthy now.
Yeah. And he's going to fix everything.
We've got Big Shawarma to fix everything.
So you know what I think? This might be an epiphany.
Epiphany.
I think, so everybody's talking about how like, oh, well, he's taking the red dye out of Doritos and stuff like that. You know, he's like.
Not the dead baby.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they're doing some of these things as a distraction to keep our focus away from what is not being done and also what actually is being done.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they do that. Like, the Trump wins are that.
Yeah.
Like, Trump will go, dude, I've deported more illegals than anybody else. But you're kind of not touching on the point that all of them are already here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you deport 11,000 third world barbarians, but 100 million of them are here, it's a pyrrhic victory.
Yeah.
That's what's going on right now. The media, the whole Trump base... is getting drunk on Pyrrhic victories.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Pyrrhic victory? A Pyrrhic victory is a victory that's kind of a loss. It looks like a victory, but it's actually you're losing the war. You win that battle, but you're losing the war.
Yeah.
That's what Maha is.
Yeah.
It's a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah, and I think people get too focused on these things, like these Pyrrhic victories. I think they get like, oh, it's great, look at the wins. But like you said, it's... winning a small battle, but we're losing the war. So they can distract people with these things and make things seem like they're good and they're doing something proactive when actually they're just distracting us from a bigger picture.
That's right. Because we did an episode the other day and it was Americans have become fat, stupid, and sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
mentally unstable.
Mentally unstable. So we've been rendered into this state collectively by the same culture club that's now offering the solution. And so make America healthy again is the culture club going, I know we've made you fat, sick, and dumb.
Autistic.
Now we're going to help you out. You know, thank goodness we got RFK Jr. here to rescue us from our sickness.
By the way, we have some new pokey pokes and some pills that might help you.
New poke. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if RFK Jr. comes out and starts recommending new pokies.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Because he's just like, well, we should support that country from 1948. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's been placed in that position, he's sanctioned.
Yeah.
We've begun talking about, I think we need to do an episode on media sanctioning. Because if you're sanctioned by the media, that's not a good sign.
That's a whole episode. That's a whole other rabbit hole.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because RFK Jr. is media sanctioned.
Yeah.
Who was media sanctioned? Transfusion. The transfusion dude we saw?
And you, I think if you want to hear all about that, you can join our private membership, VIP club.
That's right. So we have a VIP club that we just started. So
it's coming soon.
It's a membership for people who really love us and are willing to support us financially, because we need that.
Yeah.
So you join us financially for a membership, and then we have special content that we provide.
Special content for VIP members only. That's coming soon.
So you can go listen to our transfusion episode where we talk about the tranny who's got the California flair. But what I noticed about that guy is he was... media sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel kind of entitled because of that.
Yeah.
Like they kind of go, oh, well, the media supports me, so shut up. But it's like, but you're a freak and a weirdo. Doesn't matter. The media supports me.
Totally.
So Maha is like that.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. is media sanctioned.
It's totally media sanctioned. And it's, I think it's, you know how they have to give these things like a title, a slogan. It could even be sort of a trigger word or a pinch that kind of controls that base. You know, when they hear MAHA or MAGA, they like,
just
it
like
stirs them up. And
atmospheric river.
Yeah.
See, atmospheric river is a code word for the left.
Yeah.
But
MAHA
is a Trump.
It's a base. Right. Yeah.
Mind control.
Totally.
Right when they hear that, they go, MAHA? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because what is the fallacy? What's the lie? It's that this is some kind of an alternative to what we've been doing. Yeah. It's the MAHA is the alternative to the status quo.
Oh, it's going to be better.
It's not.
It's going to be the same.
It's going to be rebranding our Rockefeller healthcare system.
They like to rebrand stuff a lot, like the whole DEI thing. Remember when that was like, everybody was talking about that and how they had to get rid of it and mm-hmm. stuff. And Trump was saying how we're going to get rid of DEI, and everybody was saying how great that was. I don't think they got rid of any of that. I think they just rebranded it. It's probably yeah. it's maybe not called DEI anymore, but they're still doing it.
It's totally, it is. It's all just rebranding. What they do is they know that people are being disillusioned with the status quo.
So they give us a pacifier.
Yes. So they come and they say, no, you're right.
We're fixing this.
You're absolutely right.
We're getting rid of DEI, but, you know, let's just call it this other thing.
You have Candace Owens come out and she goes, I know that country from 1848. Totally. But here's your takeaway. You know, that's what, so controlled opposition is MAHA. It's so the culture club directly speaks to the left. But the culture club speaks to the right through controlled opposition.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's both sides of the narrative. So yeah. MAHA is the CO.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on. So don't get fooled by the MAHA.
And you have to look for the red flags or the telltale moments, or like what we like to refer to as the German Shepherd moment.
Or German Shepherd moment.
Yeah. And
the German Shepherd moment is when you see something that you can't unsee.
Yeah, and it changes your opinion of that.
You're just like, my neighbor, I just went into her house to get a cup of sugar, and her German Shepherd was like, and now you can't unsee that.
Yeah, so.
MAHA is a German Shepherd moment.
This could be sort of the German Shepherd moment with MAHA, that they've got big shawarma and big tech at their conference.
That's totally.
Yeah.
Because why are they there?
Those two don't get.
As a matter of fact, if you want to change health outcomes, those two should be eliminated completely from all health.
Yeah.
This is Rockefeller healthcare system rebranded.
This is, yeah. We drill for oil and make your pills.
It's petroleum based. I love swallowing petroleum.
Yeah. Have some more canola oil.
And then if you find that hydroxychloroquine works and maybe keeps you from getting sick, they go, excuse me, those are alternative treatments.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Joe Rogan when he says, these people going down rabbit holes, doing a disservice to, you know, real conspiracy theorists like myself.
They're real rabbit hole experts.
I'm a rabbit hole, certified rabbit hole go-downer. So that's what
degree.
I got a degree in rabbit holes. So the healthcare system is saying, you know, all of your other treatments, those are like, you're doing a disservice to the Rockefeller healthcare system. Just use our petroleum-based products, you know, and go and, you know, we'll mail you a coffin.
And a scarf.
And a scarf. Because that's what's going to, you know what, that's so funny because what if we go to the MAHA event and like that country from Norway that mails you coffins, they're like there. They're like representative.
They're like one of the
they're one of the vendors.
The vendors, yeah.
They got a booth.
They have a booth. They have all these booths set up and they've got the coffin people.
They're all passing out their brochure.
And then right next to them, there's a lady that's selling these really nice silk scarves.
Silk scarves.
She's like, they're very strong.
People are scratching their heads going, why is this lady selling scarves? Don't worry. Just take some big shawarma, you'll understand.
It'll make sense.
Yeah. Because they're trying to kill you. MAHA should be called make America hell again.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much what it is. It's not going to do any good. So yeah, that was a German Shepherd moment with Maha. I think this is timely because they're acting like they're grassroots, but then they have Big Shawarma and Big Tech showing up on the scene. If they're showing up on the scene, that means they're invited to the party.
Totally. Yeah.
The Christmas party.
Yeah.
They're invited to
the Christmas party. As we know how RFK Jr.'s Christmas parties are.
I don't wear the pants.
Go get your pokey poke.
Oh, my God.
The wife said so.
What did he do recently, RFK Jr.? He did something else where I was like...
Oh, he was... I saw a picture of him with Nick... Was it Nick? No, it was Dr. Oz.
Oh, God.
And Russell Brand.
Mm.
And they were talking about reptiles. They were holding like a lizard or something, but they were talking about reptiles. And it seemed a little weird. It seemed weird.
Seems like a distractor.
Yeah.
Because what we've learned about the controlled opposition, it's where you go talk about nothing for 2 hours.
Right.
It's like Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Joe Rogan.
You know, I was looking at Rumble earlier. Do you know that Russell Brand has 2.1 million followers on Rumble alone?
I'm not surprised.
So people still buy into this whole notion of you're validated if you were in Hollywood.
Right.
You know, like Jason Bateman, when he does his podcast at Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, people are buying tickets to go watch.
To go watch him.
Watch him talk. Like, what?
Because.
Why would you do that?
He was in Horrible Bosses and everything he says must be true.
Yeah. So you're going to buy a ticket to watch him talk?
I do think that guy's funny.
He is funny.
He's in the culture club, and yeah. I don't give a crap about his takes.
Right.
And I'm not going to go pay money to go sit in the Hollywood Bowl to listen to his takes.
So you know what I've noticed is like a lot of these Hollywood actors now are, like the A-listers, are now starting podcasts. And I think
it's the new thing.
This might be another rabbit hole for us to go down because I was telling you, I think... you know, this is like the new popular thing and they want to jump on board with it because they know they've already got all these followers. And so if they start a podcast, all these people are going to listen to them. And so they can control the narrative of what they're talking. You know, they can get people to follow them and listen to them.
We need to do an episode on that because now people aren't going to the movies anymore. People are listening to podcasts. So now the public is trained to consume podcasts now.
Yeah.
So we are a podcast consuming people.
Totally.
Well, so now they have podcast creators out there.
Exactly.
That are going to get foisted.
I think what they've realized is a lot of people have shunned the media, the mainstream media. They're like not wanting to watch
it. So all the CO is podcast. Now you're going to have actors that are CO.
Yeah. Because
they're going to come out and say, we're on your side.
Yeah. And they're going to, they know people are going to podcasts to listen for their information. So they're like, we got to jump on this and get the information put out there that we want out there. So we know like Jason Bateman's got millions of fans and Ed Helms got millions of fans. So if they start a podcast, all their fans are going to listen. So that's going to be safe information to get out there for them, you know?
And fan, just, I'd like to do a podcast on fandom. Yeah. Fandom is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm your fan, so I drink your Kool-Aid. That's what it pretty much means.
Exactly.
You know?
I follow you.
I follow you.
We did that whole episode on followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the media has broken us into influencer and follower.
Yeah.
And so Jason Bateman is like an influencer. So if I go to the Hollywood Bowl to listen to
him. You're a follower.
I'm a follower.
Yeah.
I follow you. Yeah. How lame.
I know.
How do you have a self-esteem to be a follower?
I don't know.
I feel like crap about myself. And Jason Bateman's all good, good, good.
I feel like our followers, our listeners, I don't feel like they're probably followers.
We use a different word.
We do.
What's our word?
Our word is
join.
Yeah.
Because you don't follow me to dinner.
No.
Like if I invite you over for dinner, I'll say, hey, follow me to my house for dinner.
Yeah, follow me to dinner.
Come on, follow me.
You say join. Will you join
Why don't you
me?
Join us for dinner?
Yes.
No, it's follow us.
I feel like our listeners are joiners. They want to join the conversation and be a part of what we're talking about.
Well, they always say like and follow.
Yeah.
Those are
so disgusting.
Like, that's like atmospheric river.
Yeah.
Like and follow. It's like. The walkers, they hear that and they get totally triggered.
Totally.
Oh, I click. And they just click and.
Right.
And oh, white pin.
White pin.
What is white pin?
What is the white pin?
For white pin for this is do not get fooled by the controlled opposition.
Right.
Maha is not looking out for your health.
No.
Understand what Maha is. Mm-hmm. And learn to be able to discern when someone is CO. If Big Shawarma and Big Tech are showing up at your summit and they're climbing your summit with you.
That's not a good idea.
It's not good. It's like, that's no longer a summit. That's kind of a depression.
Yeah.
Now it's like Death Valley.
Yeah.
So that's it. And it's make sure that you are red velvet cake. You're red pilled and white pilled so that you don't get sucked into the CO.
Yeah. And also... you can celebrate the wins or whatever and be happy that the red dye is out of the Doritos. Although I heard that they're still going to have the regular Doritos if you really want that red dye.
I love red
dye. But they're going to have the naked Doritos without it. But that doesn't mean you have to just accept that as being okay, because read the ingredient list. I bet all the other bad stuff is still in there.
Well, remember I read that one article and I kind of believe it. Could be Kool-Aid, but I believe it. And it was a whole list of products that have this additive that's made with dead baby. So we abort 500,000 babies roughly in this country, and that's going up every day. So 500,000 babies are killed every year in America. So they have a lot of fetuses that are just kind of going to waste. So they now are making additives that go into food out of dead baby.
That's so disturbing.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's an additive and it's made out of dead baby.
It's called Soylent Green.
Might be. It's Soylent Green, but they don't use that. They have a new, it's like.
No, you know what they call it?
Ozempic?
Well, maybe. They call it natural flavoring.
Natural flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a list of all the products that dead baby was in, and Doritos was one of them.
It's in almost everything.
So here's a perfect CO trope. The CO says, look, 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 we're taking red dye out of Doritos. We care about your health. And then you go ask a question, you raise your hand, and you go, is there still dead baby in it? And they go, excuse me, security? Can
you move? Yeah, they don't want you to ask that question.
That's when you get like, you ever seen those people that ask a question at like a conference and they get escorted out?
Yeah. It doesn't go along with that whole thing that we were taught in school. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
No, there is not.
Yeah.
It's not a dumb question. It's a question that's going to make
it. It's an illegal question.
Yeah.
But why would they put dead baby in stuff? Like, I think they're trying to get us accustomed to like becoming cannibals.
I think so. That's what my theory is. Because I think if you can ingest dead baby enough, that it might cause you to have like mad cow disease.
Yeah. It's going to cause all kinds of diseases and problems. That's so disturbing.
And but then we took the red dye out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No. So anyways.
Yeah. So natural flavor.
Natural flavor.
That's in almost everything. Why wouldn't it?
It's naturally occurring in dead babies.
What would natural flavor be? Like, why can't they just say, oh, it's oregano or garlic or whatever the ingredient is? Why do they say natural flavor? Because they're hiding something.
Remember Sandra Bullock? And she goes on Oprah and she's
it was
like,
Ellen. I think she was on it.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen's a hench lesbian.
Yeah, she is.
She's not a henchman, she's a hench lesbian. But so Sandra Bullock goes on there and Ellen goes, oh my God, your face looks so good. How do you stay looking so young? And she was like, South Korean baby, that's what it is.
Yeah.
What was it?
No, she was.
It was a cream that was made of baby.
It was made with the foreskin of babies, and it's like
South Korean foreskin.
She just like offered that information like it was completely acceptable and no big deal.
She thought everybody was just going to be so enamored, like, oh my god,
I
want
some of
this. Bullock, and she's just so young looking. Oh my god, her cream is made with dead baby.
Yeah.
With foreskin. It's like, yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to go put some of that on.
Yeah. Why would you want to eat? Who would even think of making like a face serum out of that? You know what I mean? Those are the people that drink blood, children's blood.
Like Al Gore?
I mean, if you're going to like think of doing that, you're going to probably think of doing the other two.
You know what I think it is? Is the Culture Club is like, so Satan was like, okay, we're having a meeting here. We have a problem. We're killing 500,000 babies every year. And all of those baby parts are just going to waste. So what I want you to do is, remember how Bernays like introduced bacon to the American diet? We want you to kind of do a similar thing with dead baby. We want you to start incorporating dead baby into cosmetics and food. You know what? Be creative. Let's use dead baby in a lot of stuff now.
And everybody will have like mad cow disease and become cannibals.
Like I can go buy a shirt that's like made exclusively of dead baby. Ugh. Like maybe I can just buy a dead baby skin shirt.
So disgusting.
And people are like, that's so cool. It's made of a woman's fetus.
Is that what, remember a few years ago, Lady Gaga wore something like that to the, was it the Academy Awards or the Grammys?
I wouldn't be
it
surprised.
It was like a meat dress.
Skin.
It was probably made out of that.
They love skin, you know.
It
like,
reminded me of Hannibal Lecter.
It was probably like Rene Abramovich.
But because they're Hollywood, it's like, okay.
Like well, that's what Sandra Bullock was coming out. Like, but why does she, because she's media sanctioned. We talked about that term, media sanctioned. Yeah. So Sandra Bullock knows that she's media sanctioned. So she can just boldly proclaim that she uses South Korean baby foreskin
and
on
nobody
her cosmetics.
Bats an eye.
And they're just like, oh. And they're probably like, because Oprah, you know, she goes, you get a dead baby, you get a dead baby, you get a dead baby. She's like handing out the products, you know? So they probably had like products on hand there. I bet you all the audience member went home with a tub of that stuff.
God.
Oprah was like, good.
It was Ellen.
Oh, Ellen. Yeah. She probably sent everybody home with a tub of it.
Probably.
She was like, you attended my show today. You know? Oh my God. Last thing before we go.
Okay.
I attended a sitcom being filmed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't remember what it was called. I can't remember. It was obviously.
No impression.
Andy Dick was in it. Andy Dick. Who's a total weird cult member.
Yeah.
He's like weird cult member. But it was so weird because you get told to applaud and you get told to laugh.
Yeah.
And they come out and they do this kind of like pump you up thing before they start filming.
Get you all pumped up in the crowd.
And it's really bizarre. And it feels totally contrived, which I understand. It's a show. It's contrived. And so you're like a part of the show now.
Yeah.
But why can't you just have it be organic?
Right. Yeah. Why can't you just let the audience react naturally? Like if it's funny, they'll laugh because they know it's not really that funny.
It is not.
They know it's not.
And it wasn't.
And they won't get very many laughs and they need the laughs for the laugh track.
And sitcoms, they kind of have like when Andy Dick walks out, everyone's supposed to clap. And, oh, it's Andy Dick. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
But in real life, people are probably just like, man, whatever.
I was kind of in a bad mood to see him. So anyways, that kind of made me think of that because that's kind of how the Culture Club is.
It's phony.
It's a big contrivancy.
Yeah.
Everything's a big show.
Yeah.
And like you're supposed to go to the Maha Summit and just like be all enthusiastic. As a matter of fact, I bet before they did like any kind of filming inside, they probably pumped everybody up and said, everybody, this is.
Maybe they like pumped like something through the vents to like, get, you know how in Vegas they have like this stuff going through the. Yeah, but they have like the scent and stuff when you walk into one of the
big casinos. So you're euphoric?
You're just like, it's so nice.
That's what happens at the Maha Summit?
Yeah, maybe they pump like something through the air. Like they're handing out like little drinks.
You're like, we're part of the revolution.
Yeah.
Because that's
we're grassroots.
You know, that's what Russell Brand is kind of suggesting. He's a revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the Culture Club.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's pretty good.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. So we made some more friends in that episode.
We're just making friends all over the place.
Exactly. Like me and Sparkless Water making friends. All right.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.